Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, you might need a hammer for this one. So you want to grow your business or even quit the job you have now and start a business. You get up in the morning, you do what you do, you drive to work, you go about your day, you drink a $4.55 coffee, check your Facebook, daydream about your new business, eat a Dove bar, drive home. Say you're too tired to work out, you eat dinner, you go to bed, taking the next step towards your goal. How'd that work out for you? The point is, maybe you're stuck in a, Tracy, stuck in a...
Routine.
You like how I threw the Dove bar in there? That was for you.
Thank you. I do need to break that routine, actually.
Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. You're listening to Journey to There, the radio show. This is where we meet you at the intersection between personal and business growth. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You definitely have to visit our website, journeytothere.com. And we want to know how you listen to the show. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Empower Radio, Stitcher. And I think we got picked up by another huge network. Let's listen to this.
Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There.
That's on my iPhone. I just downloaded this app called Spoke, S-P-O-K-E. And we're on it, Tracy. We're on it.
And, you know, I'm so proud to say that not only are we on it, but it's SiriusXM's new podcast app that they literally just launched.
It's awesome.
And we were one of the flagship podcasts to be on their network that launched. So
yes.
Thank you, SiriusXM.
Yes.
We really...
We are thankful.
Seriously.
We are thankful. But the point is, you found us on whatever platform you did. All right, so Tracy, let's break up the monotony. I said you might need a hammer for this one. What's the title of the show?
In case of emergency, break routine. Well, okay, you know what? I'm just going to have to throw this out there at the very beginning because here's my situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, she has a situation.
I have a situation, and my situation is I don't have a story. And I almost always have a story. But you know why I don't have a story?
Why, Tracy?
Boy, I stumped you on that.
No, I was actually drinking my water.
Oh, okay, sorry. Dang, I thought I had you. Never happens. Because I am so foreign to routine.
Really?
That breaking one, I don't have a story about it.
Foreign to routine is your routine.
Yes, but being out of routine is my routine, but being out of routine, I understand, is the new black, so currently I am on trend, as always.
Yeah, she's always on trend. She sets the trends.
I set the trend. However, you know, I really actually felt a little self-conscious going into the episode because I'm like, I always have what I consider to be, of course,
a story.
Really, yeah. Dynamic, associative stories to my topic, and I don't really have one this time, except for the fact that I did one thing differently today that I can't even believe you haven't even said anything about, but I'm breaking my fidget routine.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, usually I hear the pen clicking. I thought you were going to say the routine you broke was being late.
No.
Because you were on time today.
Well, okay, great. I broke that too. Thank you for that. Woohoo! That will never happen again. No, that was just called an anomaly, not a breaking of the routine.
Wait,
You didn't see my fidget spinner?
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful one, Tracy. Your fidget spinner is your bouncy ball. That's your fidget spinner.
I know, but I was out shopping with my nephew over the weekend, so you see, maybe I do have a story.
Did you buy him one too?
Yes, I did. We always do this special thing, and every year he's turning 9, and we always do since I swear that he was born, and he probably doesn't even remember, we've always done a birthday date. And this is our routine, every year on his birthday, we always go on a birthday date, and that usually involves a trip to Target and shopping, and he always gets to pick out his own birthday present.
You found fidget spinners at Target?
Oh my gosh, I did. And apparently, according to my soon-to-be 9-year-old nephew, they are the coolest fidget spinners, Auntie, that he's ever had.
Wow.
And I said, okay.
So you got yourself one, it looks like.
I did, yeah. But the problem with me is I can't break the routine of fidgeting on my bouncy ball. So now I'm trying to figure out how to use said fidget spinner and bouncy ball at the same time.
Now she's multitasking.
I'm multitasking with my fidget
spinner. She's spinning and bouncing.
And yes, and that's the way it feels inside my head, in case anyone was curious.
All right, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. How do we decipher between a routine and a habit?
Oh, okay. So
like smoking, for instance.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know that I'm going to answer this in the way that you expect me to, because I don't think my answer is correct.
But, I don't think there is a correct answer.
But I will say the first thing that came into my mind was that a habit can often be destructive, but yet so can a routine.
Well,
and the other thing
yes.
is a habit can be productive, and yet so can a routine. So I honestly, I can't answer that.
That's
you
good,
an
though. That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Oh, well, thank you.
I like it.
Did you have one that you
I did not. No, because when I saw your show notes and when I saw the title of the show, I was thinking, well, wait a minute, routine can be a good thing. But, you know, Tracy always finds a way to take what I think is a good thing and show me how it's a bad thing. So, but this is good. We're going to find balance today.
Well, no, that is elusive and never possible. And I don't mean that just for myself. I mean, I just think like that's the one thing. If you're trying to find balance in your routine, then just here's your first takeaway. It ain't happening. So take that away. You don't even have to listen to the
rest of the
show.
I'm going to go sit in the corner right now.
I know, right? But I did, there is, and I appreciate you asking me that question, even though that's not exactly when I was going to bring up that point. But now that I have, there is positive and negative to breaking a routine. There's positive and negative to keeping a routine.
Okay.
And the habitual process of keeping one can cause you to have what seems like a false sense of normalcy, and it can also cause you to not be as productive. And that is just one of the reasons why we're talking about that today. And bottom line is that monotony is not necessarily a positive experience unless, of course, that you're trying to get into some sort of state of relaxation. And I'm going to clear all this up if nothing that I just said made any sense, because I have a feeling that it didn't. Because I was thinking about all this inside my brain, and sometimes when I open my mouth and it comes outside my brain, that doesn't quite translate.
It's a little messy.
So I'm not a scientist and I'm not a psychologist, although I have admitted many times before that I like to play one on the show. But I was reading through and trying to understand, because so much of routines and breaking routines and all about trying to get aha moments and inspiration. And a lot of times we feel like if we can shake up our routine that we might get a breakthrough of some sort. Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe that you're not going to get a breakthrough that you're looking for if you don't shake up your routine, because I think a lot of times that's what the preventive barrier in is. If you have writer's block, or you're trying to think of a new way to solve a problem, or just in general, just like in a rut.
Yeah.
But I like to have scientific inspiration to back up my theories.
Well, you're the numbers girl. You're always bringing up the stats.
They truly make me feel better about myself when I talk about things on this show. But I found out some interesting things that I actually did not really understand how important, actually, this whole idea of breaking routine can be. And the bottom line is that if you are going to even try to carve out new pathways or challenge your brain, it isn't going to happen unless you do break a routine. And what I mean by that is literally we have, our brains are made up of like neuroplasticity. Now I promised that
she's a doctor now.
I promise that is true. I practiced saying that multiple times before we started the show. But the dumbed down version 101 for us not brain scientists or neurologists or not even trying to be one, actually.
What are we doing? Neuroplasticity?
Neuroplasticity simply means that your brain can continue to form new connections and neural pathways even into adulthood. So I know a lot of times we, you know, it's clear that we try to teach routine in our children and help them understand, like, you know, put on your shoes, brush your teeth, you know, don't go out of the house in your underwear. And, you know, it's kind of important lessons. But what I didn't understand is that our brain apparently is always in, not wholly in one state or the other. And I don't mean H-O-L-Y. I mean W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly in one state or another at all times. So there's like the alpha and the delta and the beta. And without getting all like mired up in a bunch of scientific stuff, basically, I'm just trying to say is your brain isn't going to carve out these new pathways when it isn't being challenged to do so. See how I brought that back home?
It's kind of like brain exercises.
Yes. And the thing about it is that the more you're able to create these new connections, so to speak, or reroute your route or change up your, you know, running on the outside instead of on the treadmill, or, you know, choosing not to eat macaroni and cheese every single night and maybe switching it up to, I don't know, broccoli. Hey, that's a novel idea. Then you give your brain the opportunity to create these new connections, and the new connections then determine how plastic, so to speak, your brain is. And the more plastic your brain is, the more aha moments you'll be able to generate. And I have to say, that sounds so counterintuitive to me. I can't even say it anymore, because I'm like, when I think of plastic, I think of like hard, like shell like plastic. So to think of my brain being more plastic, it sounds counterintuitive.
Well, this is more of a moldable kind of plastic.
Yeah, maybe, like, I don't know, more like a Play-Doh. Is Play-Doh plastic?
That's a good analogy.
It is?
Yeah, well, it's moldable. I don't know what it is. All I know is
And then I started thinking about, you know, isn't something that has to do with dynamite and explosions have to do with some sort of like gray sort of putty, something?
That's I know that's plastique, but now we're getting into explosives, and that's a different podcast.
Different radio show. Okay, but technically it's not, because you know, roll with me on this one. Aha moments are explosions of creativity.
You see that, ladies and gentlemen, how she does that?
I tell you, see, my brain isn't whole.
Listen, going through business and growing up, you've always heard, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Fix it. Now, yeah, whatever.
Now,
listen, break it and fix it again.
For decades, I've always said, if it ain't broke, break it. Break it. Find a different track. Find a different path. Do something in a different way. That's how inventions are made.
They are. But you know, also, I read something along the same lines that is going to be another disruption explosive to that theory that you may find interesting.
Okay.
And that is that a lot of the talk around breaking routines and things like that have to do with productivity, and especially in terms of like your work, or if you know, if you're self-employed, or if you're working for someone else, or if, you know, working for yourself, or you're just working in your garden, it happens to be about how productive one can be. And a lot of times productivity tools and how people you know, every time you open anything from a magazine to Facebook to basically driving down the street and reading a billboard, it's all about like the 7 ways that someone is more successful than someone else. And so productivity is a lot about emulation. But I found out in a lot of this research that you are actually, it's not great to emulate the people that are like the superstar successful people. That it's actually better to emulate the people who are more consistently successful, because like the people like the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, mm-hmm. a lot of their success, and I'm not speaking about him specifically, but just those anomalies that are just like raging successes. Like, I mean, Amazon's founder, for example, I mean, who wouldn't want to emulate that level of success? But theirs is more about luck and timing.
There is a lot of luck involved and timing.
Well, and you know, and I don't necessarily, I have to also back up and say
they are geniuses.
I think you optimize the fortunate opportunities that are put in front of you, because there are a lot of times, if you're just going through your day-to-day routine, let me tell you, you might miss one of those. So take another route to work, you might meet somebody you didn't know, and that might be fortunate.
There you
and
then
go. You might become the founder of Amazon.
There you go.
But I did think that was kind of interesting, because I think like everybody just puts like these hugely successful corporate executives or founders or entrepreneurs on these pedestals, and it's like, okay, I'm going to be the next, you know, Airbnb founder, or the next Uber founder, although I don't really know that anybody wants to be him right now, but you know, the next like Amazon founder. And that's actually, those are not based on necessarily people who followed consistent routines and did creative disruptions as much as they are people that had like these sort of like one-time situations that then escalated them really quickly. So I just think that's kind of interesting, that you need to look for people that are actually more balanced and consistent and have opportunities to repeat their successes. And one of those that comes to my mind is Richard Branson. He may have been one of those that had like the right place, right time, but he has replicated that scenario over so many different business categories.
He took that ball and ran with it.
Emulate.
Yes. Now,
absolutely.
And to me, similarly, comes to my mind is Elon Musk. Tesla.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
SpaceX.
Yeah. Oh. Yep, absolutely. I used that one again. I haven't used it in a while. I broke routine.
You broke routine by getting back into your routine.
By getting back into my routine. I thought I had broken that routine.
Of using the word absolutely, but absolutely. It's okay. It's.
But in that case, I think it was warranted. So yes, so please do tell more about Tesla and him, Elon Musk, because I do think that is a great example.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, say what you will about Oprah Winfrey.
I have no problems with Oprah.
Yeah, well, okay, you can say what you will and won't about Oprah Winfrey, but there are some people who have really strong opinions about her one way or the other. There's no question, however, though, that she has been able to replicate success in many different areas. And in fact, okay, see, I have a story, ties back into my nephew once again. A part of his birthday date that he wanted to do. Besides getting fidget spinners, remote control cars, Batman Legos. I mean, you know, his birthday date was pretty sweet, cool. I gotta tell you. I'm a good aunt.
Tracy.
You know what I'm saying? Was that he wanted to go to the movies. And so his movie of choice was Captain Underpants. Which is probably why at the beginning of the show I said something about your children running out in their underwear, because I'm sure that was probably living somewhere.
Yeah, we haven't seen that movie yet.
No, well, it's adorable.
It is really good.
It's very funny. Now, I will say that you know how they say that neuroplasticity that there's some channels that continue to form new connections even in adulthood.
Did you form some new connections?
No. I have to say there's a connection in my adult head that I need to break. And it is, if you laugh as loud in the movie theater as your 9-year-old nephew about things that involve whoopee cushions.
I like it. No, I like it. You got to relax this weekend. You were laughing at whoopee cushion and potty jokes.
Yes. Okay. So I'm just warning you going into it. If you want to keep in any way remotely your father figure around not thinking that potty humor is funny.
Listen, Tracy.
Do not take me to the movies with you.
The fact that you were actually watching the movie and into the quote unquote plot and not looking at your phone. I like it. A pat on the back for you.
My phone was in airplane mode. I was completely in total. Well, first of all, I mean, he's like my favorite little fellow, like in the world. I love him so much. But second of all, not much of a close second is some good whoopee cushion. Oh,
God. Wait, I'm looking at the. We're losing listeners. They're losing.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry.
The respect for the show is dropped.
Don't judge me, but it wasn't long ago that I used to have that app on my phone. But anyway, we digress.
All right. Let me reel you back in here.
Okay. So Captain Underpants, in the movie, they reference Oprah Winfrey as like a therapeutic solution for an issue that they're having. And it does not involve the other things that we discussed. It's a different kind of therapeutic issue. But I mean, you know, the fact that she's gone so mainstream into a therapeutic reference in Captain Underpants says to me that she has actually
been able
to replicate her success in other areas. And I'm so sorry that we had to go completely around the whoopee cushion to get back to the point. But here we are. So... how about if you're looking for a breakthrough? How about that? If you're looking through a breakthrough,
if you're looking for
right
a breakthrough, go see Captain Underpants.
Right, because you'll definitely have a break from your normal mental OCD work obsessions if you tend to have those.
All right, I have a question. Do you have any steps?
Please have a question.
Do you have any steps to break routine?
Do I have any steps to break routine?
Any advice? What have you done to break routines that you have recognized that this is a routine? I need to kind of go on a different track.
Well, I'm glad you asked. that because when we opened the show, I said that I didn't have any stories around routines because I didn't have any. And I don't really know that that's necessarily a factual statement, but I will say that I am very quick to try to recognize if I feel like I'm getting myself into a rut, because I am a huge advocate of what I call, and I referenced it actually a little bit earlier in the show, of creative disruptions. And so what I mean by that is that if you are in any way just feeling like you're in, I mean, I just had this visual, which is good that we're on the radio and that I can explain it. You know, it's just like that whole factory line worker scenario when you see those either in animations or Pink Floyd, like the Wall video, yeah, or whatever. We ain't gotten whatever that song is. You know what I'm saying?
We don't need no education. The Wall.
Yes. The Wall. Right. So, you know, that whole just like redundancy. Mm-hmm. To me, that makes me feel extremely tired. When I feel like I'm in that type of situation, it makes me feel extremely tired. It makes me feel sluggish, and it makes me feel like almost sort of numb.
I'll give it a name. I'll call it assembly line syndrome.
Assembly line syndrome.
Do you like that?
Perfect.
I just do. Okay.
Do you think that we could maybe trademark that?
Or I don't know. It could be out there already.
We can at least use it in our show notes.
Tracy, you suffer from assembly line syndrome.
I suffer. If I even feel like I'm even like number three in the assembly line, then I'm just going to jump out and like go have recess. But I feel like that actually that is one of the challenges that we have, is that we are so driven as a society right now to achieve and get everything done that we need to get done in a day and do and have so much on our plate and all the multitasking and everything like that, that we really don't even notice that we are walking through life in this assembly line mentality.
Yeah.
And so for me, I don't know if this is really necessarily answering your question, but I think, and there's some that seem a little obvious, like if you always eat lunch at your desk, which I hope you don't.
That's a horrible habit.
Let me say, a horrible
routine.
It's a horrible routine, and it's not necessarily so good for your computer because, you know, like the whole breadcrumbs and possible spilling of the Coca-Cola on the keyboard type risk. But all that being said, it's like, go outside. You know, I mean, it even if it's a brisk day wherever you are, it's like, just get like that whole thing of having the sunshine hit your face or the cold snap hit your, you know, like chill your bones really quickly, like just waking yourself up can be inspiring in itself. And then, of course, we mentioned a little bit about the fitness idea of like, if you're usually run on the treadmill, then go outside. If you're usually outside, then maybe try not running, but maybe try a different fitness. Like, I don't know, it was kind of funny. One of the I'm coming back to my nephew again. Oh, he is like the star of the show. Well, one of the toys that he picked out were these huge stuffed fists that look like boxing gloves, but they look like fists. They were hysterical. But he doesn't necessarily think of me as being particularly fitness oriented. I can't imagine
why. No?
And but one thing his auntie knows how to do is some boxing. And so he was blown away by the fact that I could teach him all about like the right hook and the this and the
that.
Did
you knock him on the floor of Target?
No. But he picked up the skill really quickly. Let's just leave it at that. And so then I was like, okay, we're done here. But I feel like, talking about breaking routines, because I am an entrepreneur who has an opportunity to work from home quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about getting in a routine or a rut.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. That's a tough one. And even have to say that the idea of just transition, have you ever thought through this? Like going from like, you know, you have to be somewhere at 6 o'clock that's outside of the house, but it's like 4 and you're doing something and you know you want to do that thing at 6 o'clock that you're leaving the house for. But that whole transitional aspect of going from I got to do this and I got to get in the shower, then I got to get dressed, then I got to go there. The whole idea of the transition of it, even of itself, if you get stuck in this routine of being at home, then you just feel like that. You're at home so much, you're like, oh, I just don't even know if I even want to just like put on clothes and go outside.
You blur the lines between what's home and what's work also. Listen, I'm going to break routine here in the way we go into our break. We haven't read any comments on the air in a while, and we get a ton. And not sure who this is from, but here's what they said. This was about a prior
detail.
A prior show. Today's podcast was great. A different way of looking at what motivates us. And here we go. Listen up, Tracy. I wish you could give me some of your AAA+ personality. I know that's Tracy and not me. And I could give you some of my type C, and then in parentheses, more calm than B, one cup of coffee from a coma, keep up the good work. So
okay, can we pause for analysis for a second?
Yeah, we're gonna pause for a break, and then I wanna touch just real quick on Tracy's type A behavior. That's right after this.
Podcasting is becoming the hottest marketing platform and most personal way to convey your message to the world. Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? ProduceYourPodcast.com gets you there. Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at ProduceYourPodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. ProduceYourPodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to there.
All right, so we're back, and we were talking about Tracy's type A personality based on that comment we had.
Did she say A++?
She said AAA+. And I looked traits of type A behavior. You ready for this? Workaholic, competitiveness, impatience, strong achievement, a need for dominance. All right, so there's maybe a topic, your type
nice.
A. That's a topic for another show, but in case of emergency, break routine. Tracy, you have any takeaways?
Well, you know, before I jump into those, there is an interesting alternate perspective I want to add in very quickly, and that is that there are times in our lives, we've been talking all the show about how important it is to break a routine and not even get into a routine and what the benefits are, but there are also benefits when having a routine is a benefit, and where breaking them is not beneficial.
Okay.
And one of those is there's a huge trend lately in wearing the exact same clothes to your work, like that you only wear black pants, white shirt, or white shirt, black skirt.
Every day?
Every single day. And the thought process behind that is that you're releasing brain power in other creative areas so that if you're not having to think about what you're wearing every day, you just, you know, feels like assembly line syndrome to me. But you're getting up and you're putting on your white shirt and your black pants and going on with your day, that you're not using that energy to have to be creative about your dress. And a lot of ad agencies and creative agencies and things like that are really getting into that.
So they're doing that.
Yeah, oh, no, so, they absolutely
so you don't,
are.
You don't have to wash your clothes. That's great.
Well, you know, you just open your closet and it's like all white shirts, all black pants. I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. But it's working for them. And so that also pretty much reminded me, too, of like when the children go to private schools, it levels the playing field in terms of the haves and the have-nots, mm-hmm. because they all wear the same uniform. And that I can completely support and agree with.
I used to disagree with it, and now I agree with it. So I've changed my thought on that.
Yeah, because, you know, that minimizes bullying and a lot of other things.
Yes.
And there are other ways you can express your creativity, which I think is, you know, the adult version of that through the agencies. And also, too, regarding, like, routines being rituals, because that I think is extremely significant. And for me, I think as much as I've said that I don't have any routines, I do have rituals in terms of things that keep me inspired and keep me motivated. The morning pages that Julia Cameron talks about a lot, we can do a whole show on, which I'm actually hoping that we will soon have her as a guest. But
cool.
And then sports people, oh my gosh, I mean, one of my best friend's husband, like, if they win, he has to eat this thing, and if they lose, he has to eat this thing, and he has to wear a purple. Yeah, so that's a whole nother show too.
When I coach baseball, I have to wear camouflage underwear, but that's another story.
Oh my god,
story.
Why is underwear like the?
I don't know.
No, I'm gonna call you Captain Underpants. Okay, so our takeaway. So I have a new definition of R&R. And it's not rest and relaxation, although that is a great way to break up a really solid work routine. But my new definition of R&R is if you remove it, you must replace it. So if you're trying to change a bad habit or trying to do things differently to be more productive or quit smoking or quit drinking or quit shopping or any of those things, those habits that are, you have to, it's not even an option. You have to replace it with a different behavior or else you will default back to the old behavior. Because your brain will be craving that particular experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, Yes, so R&R, new definition. If you remove it, you must replace it. So if you're used to sitting on that bar stool at happy hour, you might need to go play some basketball.
All right.
Just saying.
Until next time, along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba, and we hope you've enjoyed this episode. We love hanging out with you at the intersection between personal and business growth. Hey, keep following us on Facebook. Keep checking in at journeytothere.com, and keep the comments coming. Thanks for listening on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Empower Radio, and this, my friends, is the Journey to There radio show.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.